الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Viewers of Madani Channel, there are many excellences, fada'il related to sending salawat upon the best of creation, our beloved master, our intercessor on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In one narration, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said, Man qala sallallahu ala Muhammad, iftataha ala nafsihi sab'ina baban min ar-rahma. That whoever says, sallallahu ala Muhammad, he has opened for himself 70 doors of mercy. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's make some good intentions, inshallah, prior to listening to the bayan. Our scholars of Islam have said, whenever we get an opportunity to do a good deed, a righteous deed, a virtuous deed, we should make good intentions prior to that good deed. I will deliver the lecture, the bayan, you will listen to it. What kind of intentions can we make? First and foremost, that we are here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to attain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, inshallah. Make the intention that whatever you hear of sacred knowledge, you will try your utmost to remember it, to act upon it, and if possible, to convey it to others as well, inshallah. Like this, the more good intentions you make before good deeds, the more reward you will attain. In the short time I have today, in today's bayan, inshallah, we will be hearing about the significance of a hafiz of the Quran. Being a hafiz of the Quran is a great honor bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this day and age where people are busy memorizing, it can be argued, memorizing many useless pieces of information. And then they boast about it regarding their knowledge of a subject which in reality is not beneficial for them in the dunya nor the akhirah. Take for example, sports teams. People who have a favorite sports team know everything about that team. When a certain player arrived at the club, how many goals he scored, how many appearances, what were his previous clubs, what was the transfer fee, who is the upcoming star in the reserves, who is the next wonder kid. All of these things people know about, and they discuss these things with their friends to show how much knowledge they have regarding that sports team or a certain sports event. But in reality, this aql, this intellect and this intelligence, this hafizah, this memory that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, this memory and intelligence should be utilized to learn sacred knowledge. And if possible, to memorize Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Memorizing Al-Quran Al-Kareem essentially means that you are memorizing the divine speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not memorizing the speech of anyone in creation. You're memorizing the speech of the Creator. And in the initial period of Islam, we know many Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een, they committed themselves to this task. They memorize Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And we know prior to the compilation of Al-Quran Al-Kareem into one Mus'haf, there was a battle of Yarmouk, where many Sahaba who were Huffaz, they were martyred. And then the Khulafa, they consulted with each other, the leading Sahaba, and they came to this conclusion that we must compile all the various surahs of the Quran that were scattered in various places. We must compile them in book form for the ease of the ummah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an initiated this task. And we know it was completed in the khilafah of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala an. And now that we have this mushaf with us, Al-Quran al-Kareem in book form, due to the efforts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, how many of us actually take time out and try and memorize? Remember, it's not compulsory for a person to be a hafiz of the Quran. Yet, it's something that we should inspire to being, to becoming. In an age where people, as mentioned before, they boast of knowledge regarding subjects that are non-beneficial. And this subject, this topic, Al-Quran al-Kareem, is the greatest topic. And if we memorize Al-Quran al-Kareem, we will gain honor and status in the dunya, and more importantly, we will gain it in the hereafter as well. And again, some people may put forward an excuse and say, oh, my memory is weak, I can't memorize. You can memorize a lot of dunyavi information. If you go for an exam, school, college, university, make sure that you fit everything into your brain before the exam, as much as possible. Spend hours on end. But when it comes to Al-Quran al-Kareem and the divine speech, we make excuses. Yet do you know that Allah Ta'ala has already answered this question regarding whether the Quran is easy to memorize or not in His pre-eternal speech? Yes, Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran, and in particular, most specifically in Surah Qamar, verse 17. He Jalla wa Ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Translation. And we have certainly made the Quran easy to remember. So is there anyone who will be mindful, who will actually commit it to memory, who will give time for this cause? Now, Imam Qurtubi, one of the leading mufassirun of this ummah, Imam Qurtubi says, the meaning of this verse is that Allah Ta'ala has made the Quran easy to memorize, and when somebody tries to memorize it, Allah will aid and assist him as well. Meaning you are receiving aid from the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for trying to memorize His words. He is the one assisting you. A hafiz of the Quran, there are so many fadail. In fact, in our households, if we have 3 or 4 kids, at least one should be a hafiz of the Quran. What normally happens is, the child that is slow, was not as bright as the others, they say to him, oh, we're going to put you on the path of deen. This is a wrong mentality. The deen isn't given priority. And what should be done is, the most intelligent child in the family should be endowed for the deen. Meaning that this son or this daughter of mine is intelligent, and I want them to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want them to memorize Al-Quran al-Kareem. I want them to memorize the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So we know that Allah azza wa jal has made it easy to memorize the Quran. And Imam Mawardi rahimahullah ta'ala says the same. He says, one aspect of the Quranic miracle is its easiness for all tongues to articulate and pronounce it. This is a miracle of the Quran. You have people all across the globe, non-Arabs. People are not Arabs, but alhamdulillah, they've memorized the Quran. You see, in Africa, in Asia, all continents of the world, you will find Muslims, various backgrounds and ethnicities, they have memorized the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a khasa, this is a particular attribute of this ummah. This is Allah's mercy on this ummah. Do you know that in the previous nations, only the Nabi of that nation, only the Prophet of that nation had memorized their divine scripture, the heavenly scripture revealed at that time? Only the Prophet knew it all by heart. In the Quran, we have the account of Asif bin Barkhiya, who was a companion of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. In regards to him, the Quran states, قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, said the one who had a portion of the book, who knew a portion of the book. This min used in the verse of the Quran is min of tab'idiyah. It indicates towards him memorizing a portion of the book, not the entire book. So only that Nabi knew the entire book by heart, not the ummatis. And in this ummah, subhanallah, you see young kids, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, memorize the entire Quran. And this is why Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam desired for this ummah to be his ummah. There's a lengthy narration. He was reading the Torah and he found the description of a nation in the Torah. So many different fadail were mentioned. And he kept asking in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, make this ummah my ummah. Allah Ta'ala kept answering, replying, that tilka ummatu Ahmad. That is the nation of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know Ahmad is the name of our beloved Prophet alayhi salam in the heavens. One of those attributes that he read regarding this ummah was anajiluhum fi sudurihim, that their scripture, their book, their revelation will be in their chests. Meaning they will be huffaz of their scripture, meaning Al-Quranul Kareem. And we see this miracle today. We see young kids who memorize the Quran. We even read accounts of old people, elderly people. At that age, normally you think, you know, there's very little point because my memory has been diminished, health issues. But alhamdulillah, we find accounts of people who started their hifz journey late on in their life and they're still able to complete the memorization of the Quran. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, let us hear some virtues and benefits of memorizing Al-Quranul Kareem so that we gain encouragement. And we prioritize this in our lives as well. Nowhere does it say that whatever you memorized in your youth, that's the only thing you should ever memorize. In your middle-aged or old age, you should not go towards memorizing the Quran. You will not find that. Yes, the ideal age is when you're young, when your mind is fresh. But you can memorize the Quran if you're sincere. At any age, Allah Ta'ala will help you. So the first hadith, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, the mother of the believers. She says, once Sayyidatuna Fatima radiyallahu anha came and her manner of walking was like the walking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a resemblance. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, welcome, O my daughter. Then he made her sit on his right or on his left side. And then he told her a secret and she began weeping. The Prophet ﷺ is telling this secret to Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha. She begins weeping. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha says, I asked her, why are you weeping? And then again the Prophet ﷺ told another secret and this time she began smiling. Meaning Sayyidah Fatima is smiling this time. Sayyidah Aisha says, I never saw sadness so close to happiness. Meaning the expression of sadness so close to the expression of sadness as I saw on that day. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha asked Sayyidah Fatima, what did the Prophet alayhi salam say to you? She said, I would never disclose the secret of Allah's messenger. And when the Prophet alayhi salam passed away, Sayyidah Aisha says, I asked her once again, what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam say to you? And she said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam said, every year Jibreel alayhi salam used to revise the Quran with me once only, but this year he has done so twice. I believe this is a sign of my passing away. And you will be the first of my family to follow me. Sayyidah Fatima says, I began weeping when I heard this. Then he said, don't you like to be the leader of all of the heavenly women, the women of paradise, or the believing women? And this time I began to smile. Now this hadith, what we need to concentrate on, the part of the hadith that we need to concentrate on is that Jibreel alayhi salam would come and he would do dawr of the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which shows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's attachment with the Quran, closeness to the Quran, memorizing the Quran, reciting the Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam and vice versa. Now, one fadila of a hafiz of the Quran is that on the day of judgment, his parents will be honored in that they will wear resplendent crowns on Yawmul Qiyamah. Many of the parents of a Hafiz of the Quran, you will be able to spot them from far away. They will be wearing resplendent, illuminating crowns. This is the honor granted to the parents in the Akhirah. Now today in the dunya, we want our kids to increase our renown among people. We do dua for this cause, and we should do that. Ya Allah, make my children a means of my honor increasing. And Ya Allah, may my children not be a means of me being disgraced and humiliated in the dunya. And we teach this to our kids as well. Make sure you don't do anything because of which people say bad things about us. Because honor is beloved to everyone. Nobody wants their reputation to be tarnished. And most definitely not through your own children. So, in the dunya we strive for this. But the akhirah, the real field, the real place, there the Hafiz of the Quran, his parents will be honored amongst all of the parents. How many of us desire this? How many of us desire that in the akhirah we should have crowns, illuminating crowns placed on our head? Why? Because our child completed Hifzul Quran in the dunya. We should have this yearning, we should have this desire in our hearts. And the reason shouldn't be that I want people to praise me. Say, oh, subhanAllah, your kid, your child has completed Hifz. He only took 2 years. SubhanAllah, amazing. If you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that child will inshallah preserve the Quran as well. What is seen often in society, very, very unfortunately, is that we'll always go to the madrasa, the masjid, and we'll say to the qari sahab, how long does he have left? How much more does he need to memorize? And the reasoning behind this is, when can I book a date for that venue? When can I invite the people? When can I show that my son has become a Hafiz? With good intentions, fine, but Allah knows best what the intentions are. We want to be praised amongst the people. And then we see the consequences of that. That the child finishes madrasa, his dastar bandi is done, graduation ceremony takes place. Many, many people, very unfortunately, have been seen to leave the masjid after Hifzul Quran, never to return again. They never lead Taraweeh. And the manzil, the Quran that they strive to learn, is forgotten. A few years later, you see them, you ask them that, oh brother, you memorized the Quran, do you read it regularly? And a person will say, I don't have time for it, unfortunately. I have work, I have this commitment, that priority, this thing, that thing. And manzil is almost forgotten. And then we see many people regret years later, when they come to the realization that Allah Ta'ala had chosen them from all the people in the community, in the society, to memorize the Quran. They were neglectful of this bounty and blessing of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now they've realized and they think it's too hard now. I have to recover all of my manzil from scratch. And now I'm a lot older. How can I go to the madrasa and sit with the kids? How can I do this? This is why right from the beginning, the intention should be salih. The intention should be correct and sound. And you should aid your children. If your children, just like in the dunya, we send our children for booster classes, tuition, etc. If you know that your child needs extra support, extra hours, then you should speak with the teacher. How can I help my child ensure that he never forgets Al-Quran Al-Kareem? That he memorizes it in such a way that subhanAllah, it remains with him for the duration of his life. These are the things that should be going through our mind if our child is doing Hifzul Quran. And we shouldn't just be thinking about a finish date and that's it, we throw a party and end off. That's not how it works. So continuing, we know that memorizing Al-Quran Al-Kareem is something that the previous people did. And in Sahih Muslim, Allah Ta'ala has blessed this ummah so much, subhanAllah. First, he granted them the greatest book, the greatest scripture, Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And look at this hadith in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, verily, Allah elevates some people with this Quran and abases others. And in another narration, this is also found in Sahih Muslim. It's stated on the authority of Uqba bin Amir. He says, the people of the Suffa, if anyone knows about the people of the Suffa, they are those honorable companions alayhim ridwan, who in the initial period of Islam, they devoted themselves to learning sacred knowledge at the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was a raised platform near the blessed house, the chambers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they were known, those people were known as Ahlus Suffa. They would stay there day and night to learn. This sahabi says, we were with the people of Suffa, we were there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out and asked, which of you would like to go out every morning to Bathan or Al-Aqiq, two valleys which were not far from Medina, where camels were sold, and bring two large humped she camels without being guilty of sin or severing ties of relationship? The Sahaba say, we all replied that we all want that. We would like to go and do this. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, does not one of you go out in the morning to the mosque and teach or recite two verses of the Book of Allah? That is better for him than two she-camels. And three verses are better for him than three she-camels. And four verses are better for him than four she-camels. And so on, their numbers in camels. So we learn that reciting the Quran, memorizing the Quran, teaching it to others, this is similar, if not greater, to sacrificing camels in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a virtuous act, why are we deprived from it? Alhamdulillah, this beautiful organization, Da'ut Islami, one of its main aims is to spread and propagate the teachings of Quran and Sunnah. And you will find here and abroad, wherever Da'ut Islami is actively working, there are so many madaris, madrasas open, where children come from the locality and they study free of charge. Alhamdulillah, they study free of charge. They learn to memorize Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And they learn it in such a way, in such a structured way. They have their sabak, their sabki, their manzil. Why is this all done? To ensure that when they've memorized the Quran, they've memorized it to a very high standard. It's not easily forgotten. And then the teacher constantly liaises with parents, communicates with parents. This is how your child is doing. This is how you can improve your child. We do our bit by teaching them. You also aid them as well. And if you see someone becoming a hafiz of the Quran, you should appreciate them and also have this yearning in your heart that, Ya Allah, facilitate this for me as well. Ya Allah, make this easy for me as well. I would also like to memorize Al-Quran Al-Kareem. So these are the barakat, the blessings of the environment of Da'ut Islami, where we have a Hifz department. Hifz classes are taking place in this very Fizan-e Medina. Full-time Hifz classes for those who can attend. They start early in the morning, 8 or 9 a.m., all the way till 4 p.m. Brothers come from near and far. Then they go home and they put extra hours in as well. And then we see the thamarat, we see the fruits of that effort, that they are able to memorize the entire Quran al-Kareem. And it's this Quran that will intercede for a person on the Day of Judgment. This Quran will say, Ya Allah, I want to intercede for this person. And by the blessings of the shafa' of the Quran, a person will attain Jannah as well, inshallah. So today we have to express and demonstrate our love for Al-Quran Al-Kareem. It's a humble request. If you yourself want to become a hafiz of the Quran, I've just mentioned the classes that take place in this very Fizan-e Medina. Do come forward, try and find out more about this. Or if you feel that you have children who can excel, and as mentioned earlier, the intelligent children in your household should be brought forward. And they should be given to the deen. They should be the ones serving the deen. And you should try and make at least one of your children a hafiz of the Quran. Because after all, on the Day of Judgment, we also want to be amongst those parents who have resplendent crowns on our head because we made our children a hafiz of the Quran. And the child himself, in one narration, there are varying narrations, and I'll finish with this. In one narration, it states that a hafiz of the Quran will intercede for 10 such family members upon whom the fire of hell had become wajib. Because of their sins, because of their wrongdoings. This hafiz of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala will grant him this i'azaz, this honor, that he will intercede for 10 such family members upon whom hell had become wajib. Is this not a great honor? Of course it is. And we should try and be in that position as well. And we should try and memorize the Quran as well. Inshallah, show your love for the Quran, memorize the Quran yourself, even if it's a verse here and there, Even if you set out with this intention initially that, Ya Allah, I want to memorize Surah Mulk, or I want to memorize Surah Yasin, or Surah Rahman, and you begin like this. As I said right at the beginning, nowhere does it say that whatever you memorized in childhood, that's it, you can't memorize ever again. As long as you're breathing, as long as you have your faculties intact, as long as your brain is working, as long as you can memorize, then you should try and memorize the best kalam, khairul kalam, and that is kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah jalla wa ala grant all of us true love for Al-Quran al-Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to embody the teachings of Al-Quran al-Kareem. And especially these services that are provided free of cost by Dawat Islami, this beautiful organization, we should try and come forward and take a hold of these opportunities. We should involve our children in these opportunities as well. Today, if we express love for Al-Quran al-Kareem, inshallah, most definitely this will pass down to our children as well. And conversely, if children see that we have disinterest, ma'adallah, in Al-Quran al-Kareem, we don't have time to read it, we don't have time to study it, then that will also happen with our kids as well. We need to lead by example. We need to be exemplaries. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.